The Cavs aren't just fighting for a win, they're fighting for respect. That coming up at 9 o'clock. 216-474-0092. We had Dan Shaughnessy on earlier from the Boston Globe. Big game tonight as your Cleveland Cavaliers get ready to take on the Boston Celtics. They are playing for Cavs Frogs life. Even though if they finish 15-1 or if they start 15-1 or 16-1.
They don't euthanize the frog?
I don't think the frog should go away. The frog should stay in some capacity. Somebody
but people are having fun with it. There's no doubt.
Somebody who is Cleveland is very good. I'm sure a lot of cities have their downtown characters. I just don't hear about them. Cleveland's very good at downtown characters. Whether it be Creepy Mall Guy or Beer Guy or Rest in Peace Sax Man, Super Pimp. We have this cavalcade of downtown characters. The guy under the bridge who sings about the Cavs because they're doing well as Browns fans walk back from the latest loss. What's his name?
Anthony Kiedis.
Oh, okay. Well done. We have a very nice array of them. Now, I don't know if Cavs Frog has gone into that realm yet. I mean, we're talking about the heavy hitters right there.
Well, it's been a 2-week explosion here.
Yes. This has been a great start with Cavs Frog. Which there are some pieces out tonight for the Cleveland Cavaliers. Unfortunately, there's Dean Wade. He will be out tonight with an ankle injury. He was in a walking boot. They said it was precautionary after the Cavs went on Sunday against Charlotte. However, there is also questionable Caris LeVert tonight for your Cleveland Cavaliers and Isaac Okoro. Dean Wade is out with a left ankle. Isaac Okoro is out with a left ankle. Caris LeVert is out with a left knee.
Okoro, questionable.
Excuse me.
Caris LeVert, questionable. Huh.
Dean Wade is out. Okoro and LeVert, questionable. It says it right there in all caps. I was in too big of a hurry.
Obviously, that's not optimal, and they don't have Porzingis. They will have Holiday, who missed the last game.
I apologize.
So, overall, it's not like we don't have enough talent to win this game. We certainly do, but it's going to be life is going to be made a lot tougher. Like, you're probably going to have to need Boston to have an off-shooting night, too. Mm-hmm. You're 4.5-point dogs. So were you a little surprised by that, given how the Cavs are the talk of the league, and they've been dominant? I know their defense over the last week and a half hasn't exactly been locked down, but they haven't needed to because their offense, just every game, it's somebody different.
Yeah, it's...
But were you surprised to see that number where it was?
Yes.
Have an undefeated team this far into the year be an underdog?
Yes. Well, because you're playing a Boston team, and honestly, I don't know where a lot of people think the NBA, these teams in the NBA stand right now. If you were looking at the teams right now, just based on what you've seen, which I think a lot of people have probably just started off the season watching the Cavs. Still a lot of football to be watched. College football during the week, which, by the way, Wagon Wheel tonight.
That's tonight.
I know people are locked in.
Well, I don't know where I'm going to go then.
Hey, Kent State's still looking for win number one.
If they lose by multiple touchdowns, that whole Josh Cribbs to Kent State thing needs to pick up steam.
I believe it already has.
If Kent State loses by multiple touchdowns to Akron, my zips... I will fully support Josh Cribbs to Kent State University. And that is not some secret like, ooh, I want to. They're 0-1 whatever they are, guys. I just want them to be. I want either team to be good. I'd like them both to be good. We're in Northeast Ohio. Football teams in Northeast Ohio should be good. All right, back to the Cavs real quick. If you were to go by just, I think a lot of people have watched the Cavs and the teams they've played, and then they're looking at records. Oklahoma City, would you put in as a contender?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay. Golden State at 10-3. Contender?
Yeah, I didn't think so. So I'm not ready to go there yet, but they've been staggeringly good, except for when they got blown out by the Cavs.
Phoenix Suns have lost a week in a row. Do you hold the Phoenix Suns as a contender?
Not really.
Lakers, Rockets, I say no.
No.
Denver.
Yeah, I'm still thinking they are.
So you got three teams really in the West, unless you believe wholeheartedly in the Grizz, Timberwolves, Clippers, or Kings. Okay.
T-Wolves are interesting.
They're interesting, but do you consider them a contender?
Yeah, I mean, I thought they were a contender last year.
All right, that's four. That's four. Throw them in there.
What about the Mavericks?
Mavericks?
Yeah, Mavericks.
That's five. All right, hell, here we are.
And they've been terrible this year. 7-7.
Cavaliers, Celtics.
Yeah.
Knicks.
Those are your contenders. No, right now.
Oh, that's
right
the only
now,
ones
it
in the
is
East.
Only the
that's
Cavs
the only ones in the East. Okay.
Yeah. Now, the Knicks, we haven't seen.
76ers are 2-11.
I know.
Holy potatoes.
Oh, they're probably going to have to fire their coach.
They are going to fire Nick Nurse.
And Joel Embiid just played his third game of the year.
Jameis Embiid.
Third game. And he was not good yesterday against the Miami Heat.
And now he'll take a week off.
He may need a change. That fella might need a change of scenery. It seems that things are not going well. Shoving people around, shoving photographers and people around, which part of it is maybe a little bit understandable, but that is not very good. Very rough. Anyway, there's not a lot of contenders in the East. And it almost feels to me like watching the Cavs, and again, like I've only seen one Oklahoma City Thunder game. I have seen two Golden State Warriors games. I've seen two Lakers games. I hate to admit this, and I fight for little guys. I have not watched a single Denver Nuggets game so far this year. It feels like, man, if you got past Boston this year, it's like you might want to start planning a parade, which is pretty out there, I understand.
Especially considering where we were on the Cavs at the end of last year. I mean, they almost lost to the Magic.
It seems like if you were to beat, if you were to go to the Eastern Conference Finals and you were to find a way to get past Boston, you might as well start to put your stanchions out there, and hopefully it would be a little bit more organized than what it was last time, and it wouldn't be just the Sea of Humanity, even though the Sea of Humanity was a lot of fun. So there is a definite possibility, but you're battling for respect. More on that coming up at 9 o'clock. I think I know. I wanted to bring up the Nick Chubb thing here, but I kind of want to go back to what you and I were talking about with John Greco. I mean, you said, like, the speeches, they grate on you, and I'm thinking about you. You're a cynical person. Now, I'm not taking shots at you. It's going to sound like I am. You haven't played team sports since you were a freshman in high school. You know, I see this video of a receiving line of people from New Orleans who want to you know, be friends with him, shake hands with him after a football game. Listen, I'm not going to pretend to say that you're going to get an uptick in season tickets if Jameis Winston was your bridge quarterback. That's not it. But I think that's why you're saying the statements you're saying. I think you do not want to be. This is listless, wasteful football in so many terms. And Jameis Winston, I think, to you, tells you that there's going to be listless, pointless football until they actually go. You want it to mean something. Like, if you get a quarterback in the first round, it's going to mean something. Like, it's like, all right, we're either going to take our lumps or we're going to surprise some people.
Well, by definition,
but at least it's going to mean something. There's going to be some try to move forward.
Yeah, even look at New England. New England and Drake May, who is showing more and more promise every single game, even though they had a bad loss this past weekend. But nobody cares because their quarterback, they look, it just is the potential. The hope is there.
Yeah.
With Jameis and Deshaun, there's zero hope. There's zero hope that you are building to anything down the road, and your players will be a year older next year. Your old team is getting older next year.
I've said the same thing, and this is why I told you, and you've agreed. It's not like we've had a big long discussion. Unless you get the number one overall pick where you have to think about Travis Hunter. Mm-hmm. If you end up at number two, and again, you might be 2-15. If you get to 2-15 and you end up with number one or number two, or say you get to 3-14 and you end up with number two, I think you're taking a quarterback. And yet you could say, no, Kenny, well, you probably haven't watched a whole lot of college football. Well, I keep hearing that this class isn't that good. Like, Daryl and I got into it last Friday. I go, Daryl, well, you got to watch it too. I mean, we have you on as a guest. It isn't just Daryl and Wes Park. This is Daryl Ryder, the Browns beat reporter. We have you on as a guest. Like, you're going to have to come up with an opinion here because it's going to happen. Because they're not going to be able to sell people on the idea of Jameis and Deshaun. You might sell people on the idea of Jameis, quarterback X, Deshaun somewhere in the stratosphere, and then that's it. We haven't even spoken about DTR yet, but I really don't hold out a ton of hope right now. I think that if they lose on Thursday, we probably will see DTR sooner than later, just to see what it is. But I'm looking at guys who can, A, start the season, so I don't have to start the season with rookie quarterback X, who are we told it is not in a great draft class, or B, can at least hold the fort down in case, say you do get the number one overall pick. All right, am I going to turn down a talent like Travis Hunter when I do think that he might be a better overall football player than Ward, Sanders, Milrow, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera? I can't. I think that he's that good of a player. So these are decisions that you have to make. If you end up with a number one overall pick, Jameis might be the bridge for you.
Well, I just think right now, fans, because we've been in the quarterback abyss for so long, they're being very, very selective on who a rookie would be. And I think that's a big mistake only because you're being told that these quarterbacks in other years would be second-round picks. second round picks sometimes end up being really good quarterbacks but in the NFL.
That's no problem.
Like, let's not just dismiss just because they're not Trevor Lawrence or Andrew Luck. Right, coming out. That's what everybody wants to hear. Caleb Williams, where
Trevor
he was
Lawrence
coming out.
Trevor Lawrence hadn't been the Trevor Lawrence you were going to get when he coming out.
But the status of those guys, the Browns fans only want to take a quarterback if they're heralded like that.
Yes.
When they're coming
That's
out,
fair.
Which is
That's
unimpeachable
fair.
Prospects, which as we're learning is silly because Trevor Lawrence, as unimpeachable a prospect as he was.
Has been peachable.
Has just been a run-of-the-mill quarterback. Andrew Luck was good. He was certainly a really good quarterback and seemed like he was on his way. But he also wasn't perfect. He wasn't a perfect NFL quarterback. So I think right now fans, because they've just not had that guy and they're rebounding from so many misses over the years in the draft, they're just assuming whoever we take in the draft, because they're being told it's not a good draft, is going to be a bust. And that's just not really how NFL scouting works with quarterbacks.
It's not, but what I heard you say...
I mean, Brock Purdy was the last player taken in the draft.
And you are right, but when I hear you say, and he got taken to a really good scenario there, a situation. But remember, that team also took Trey Lance, number three overall. And when you said Trey Lance, I'm like, wait a minute, are we just wanting to see something different so we have something to be interested in? Or are we making the best strides to being a better football team? Because Trey Lance does not compute that at all. Like Jameis Winston, I will take Jameis Winston the 1,000 days out of 1,000 days over Trey Lance.
The Steelers took...
I would much rather give Deshaun Watson another chance
here's
than going
the thing
out
about
and getting 40, Trey Lance.
Here's where I would fight you back on that. The 49ers, because they took Trey Lance, they were able to then pivot and say, this is so bad and he's not ready, we have to move on. Had they had Jameis, they might not have moved on and been like, okay, and then he would have capped their ceiling. Like, they had to keep moving. And that's what the Steelers did with Kenny Pickett. They drafted Kenny Pickett, which was a reach out of desperation.
Well, they had,
and then what did they do? They moved on from him.
But that's
they didn't stick with him like they might have with a Jameis Winston.
That's not true. They had Jimmy Garoppolo start that season. And he played for a long time in that season.
Yeah, but they moved on from Trey Lance.
They eventually
moved
on. They
did not stick with a bridge.
But they didn't.
And Garoppolo's contract was also part of that.
Well, I mean, wouldn't Jameis's contract be a part of that?
No,
I mean,
he's a one-year rental.
Yeah, but if you had him for another year as a rental, you could move on from him.
Yeah, you can.
If you knew that the quarterback that you take
but you've also
is going to be ready.
You've also guaranteed to delay the finding the quarterback a year. You've already guaranteed that. Like, you're not guaranteed. When you take a rookie quarterback, it doesn't guarantee that. I mean, the hope is that that rookie quarterback might be good enough, might actually blossom into something.
Yeah, but I don't have to start the season with him. I could start Jameis with the season if I wanted to.
Oh, so you're saying
I'm not saying to not take a quarterback.
You're saying draft a rookie, have Deshaun Watson, have Jameis Winston.
I don't know what I have to do with Deshaun Watson, but I guess I'm stuck with him, aren't I? So I guess I got to figure that out, don't I?
Yeah, in that scenario, I would have no problem. I thought what you were talking about all along was, hey, your quarterback room starts next year, and it's just Jameis Winston and Deshaun Watson, and that I'm totally out on.
I don't think it's going to go that way.